Thanks for downloading a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned for your 3CR podcast.
Freedom of Species would like to acknowledge the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation, who are the traditional owners of the land on which we broadcast today. We pay our respect to the elders of all of the lands on which we meet across Australia.
Animal liberation, whoa, 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 whoa.
Welcome back. You are listening to 3CR. My name is Megan and this show is Freedom of Species. The show that you were listening to previously was Out of the Pan with the host Sal. Here in the studio today, I have Robin, who is who works for Animal Free Science Advocacy, who is one of the sponsors of this show. And Robin has come in today to talk about their Ban Primate Experiments campaign. Robin is the primate campaign consultant. Is that right?
That's right.
Yeah, fantastic. Robin, do you want to tell me a little bit about your organisation and also your role within that organisation?
Thank you, Megan. Yes, I'd love to tell you about this organisation, which I'm very proud of. It's Animal Free Science Advocacy. And as the name suggests, we advocate for scientifically valid animal-free science where no animals are harmed. And our aim is the full replacement of animals in medical research. So we believe animal experimentation is unreliable and unethical, and there are superior ways of doing research based on human data. And as the primate campaign consultant for the Ban Primate Experiments campaign, I'd love to talk to you about the use of primates in experiments in Australia.
So it's quite prevalent here in Australia, isn't it? I mean, it's something that a lot of the public don't really know about. They're not really aware of the fact that primate research occurs in Australia. Can you tell us a little bit about how widespread it is in Australia and maybe some of the species that are used and where the facilities are here in Australia?
Yes, certainly. No, people don't know about it, and it is very secretive. It's a secretive industry. There's no doubt about that. Around 6 million animals are used in Australia each year, and of that, about 300 are primates. So in Australia, we use macaques, marmosets, baboons and owl monkeys. And whilst the records show approximately 300 are used, there are many more in the breeding facilities. We have three major breeding facilities in Australia. At Monash University, there is a licence for 850 macaques and marmosets. Now, we don't think there are 850 there at the moment, but the licence allows that many. The Sydney Local Health District has baboons. There's approximately 165 baboons there. And the Department of Defence in Queensland holds owl monkeys. Now, these primates are used in various experiments, such as invasive brain experiments, vision research, HIV research. The baboons are used for diabetes, pregnancy, hypertension, and even xenotransplantation, which is the transplantation of cells or organs from one species to another. And here they're using pigs' cells into baboons. And the owl monkeys in Queensland are used in malaria studies.
So it seems like there's quite a wide variety of experimentation that's going on with these primates. And would you, I'm guessing that you would know, some of these experiments seem quite invasive. It seems like the animals would be undergoing a lot of invasive experimentation, perhaps a lot of pain and a lot of stress, etc. Do you know anything about that level of stress that they go through?
Well, there are numerous neuroscience studies, particularly those carried out at Monash. I think that's the majority of primate experiments in Australia. And marmosets and macaques are used in this. Now, this is very invasive. Being neuroscience, they have brain experiments. So quite often lesions are caused on the brain. And to do this, the primate has a craniotomy, which is the opening up of the brain. The brain's exposed and they have electrodes planted in the brain for monitoring. So after they go through that procedure, they will then be used in cognition research, for example, tracking objects on a computer screen. And they might be required to perform tasks. So they've come from the breeding facility, they've taken out of their cages, and they're used in these invasive experiments. I can give you some examples of those experiments.
I think that would be a good idea. I know at this point in time, we probably need to warn our listeners that this might be quite upsetting. But honestly, I think we owe it to these primates to listen to what happens and to understand exactly what goes on in the name of science and research. So, yes, please do continue.
Okay. Well, one experiment, and we discover these experiments by looking at the publications, the research publications that are put out by the researchers themselves. So this study that was carried out by Monash was fear of snakes, and it was where marmosets were put into Perspex boxes. Well, they were trained initially to go into these small Perspex boxes, and then the researchers wriggled a toy rubber snake in front of them to study fear, their flight or fight response. Now, this was funded through the NHMRC, or the researchers were funded through the NHMRC. So that is one of the experiments that they've had to endure. Now, the others, as I've mentioned, the brain experiments, they will be trained to perform these tasks, and they are held in their cages, taken out of their cage, put into another cage, trained to monitor a computer screen or look at a monitor on a computer screen. And then they are rewarded. If they do the task properly, they will be rewarded by perhaps a drop of juice. If they don't do the task properly, they're not rewarded. They don't get anything.
And this is after the lesions have been induced on the brain?
That's right. That's right, yes. And unfortunately, most of these experiments are paid for by us, the taxpayer, because the funding comes through via the National Health and Medical Research Council. So, and some of these experiments have also been funded by the Australian Research Council. Mm. But these councils, the money they provide does come from taxpayers' money. So they're
so we're footing the bill for this research.
Yeah, we're footing this for this.
I think it's even more important for us to know about this because this is our taxpayer money. And so it sounds like it's quite important research that you do. I want to touch on looking at the information that you had given me, it occurred to me that Animal Free Science Advocacy is not just an advocacy organisation for the animals, because part of your role is an extreme amount of research to collate all of this data to put the story of primate research together here in Australia. Can you tell me a little bit about that, and if there are any difficulties, how much work is that? It sounds like a lot of work. What are the difficulties and obstacles that you encounter within that work?
Well, we get a lot of information from the publications that the researchers have published in journals, but we also need to get a lot of information by asking the institutes for information.
So directly asking them.
But it's not forthcoming. Very often, sometimes we don't even get a reply to an email.
Is this some of the secrecy that you were talking about? They're not forthcoming with the information that you need to put this story together?
That's right. There's only so much we can glean from the publications, and we always have questions. For example, we have asked the Animal Ethics Committee at Monash for some current projects we've discovered. What were the deliberations of the Animal Ethics Committee? What alternatives did they look at? Because research shouldn't go ahead when there are alternatives. Mm. And that letter wasn't replied to. So then if we don't get a reply, unfortunately, we have no choice but to put in a Freedom of Information request. And so we have done that, and we have discovered some things which are quite distressing. For example, we did request copies of the standard operating procedures for the primate facility, which is the breeding facility in Gippsland. Now, the procedures came back with quite a number of quite distressing images that had never been seen before inside a laboratory or a breeding facility in Australia. And they described how to restrain the primates, their housing facilities, their cages, what they're fed, all that sort of information that we didn't know. So piecing that together with the publications, we get an idea of the lives that they're leading, the very sad lives that they're leading. And their deaths. No primate gets out of some of these establishments, never get out. There's no dedicated rehoming or sanctuary for primates after their use in experiments in Australia.
So they're born, they get experimented on, and they die in the same several facilities. So the breeding facility and the experimentation facility, that is their entire life.
That's right. And yes. One of the Freedom of Information requests that came back, we asked about the unexpected deaths of these primates, and one came back where the primate was 23 years old and was found listless, arthritic, and it was 23, he or she, I can't recall, but was 23 years old. So 23 years living in a cage, being used for breeding or experiments. And when you think 23 years, what we've done in 23 years of our life, but imagine being in a cage.
The entirety of your life, over two decades. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we've spoken previously on our shows about animal cognition, animal consciousness, and these sorts of things, and animal consciousness in non-primate animals. And we've talked about how complex it is and how we are really only just scraping the surface with regards to animal cognition in non-primate animals. And then we get to the primates, who are, you know, perhaps some of the most advanced in cognition, and here we are subjecting them to this kind of life. I mean, what goes on in their heads? What are they suffering through, not just physically but mentally, you know, with regards to these experimentation, the incarceration that they suffer through? And, you know, another thing that came up in my research, it seems that animal-free science advocacy is one of, if not the only organisation here in Australia that is collating this data with a view of animal advocacy. It doesn't seem to be any other organisation that is doing the work to collate the story of primate research here in Australia with a view to advocating for the animals. Is that right?
As far as I know, we are the only organisation of its kind. There used to be anti-vivisection organisations in Australia, but I believe we're the only one now left. And we really serve as a resource for research institutes, those who will talk to us, peak bodies, supporters. We have a podcast. We prepare reports, submissions to government. And we have actually have a page for researchers, and we have a science outreach consultant who offers confidential search service to researchers who may want to look for alternatives. So we are really advocates and a resource that I don't think you'll find anywhere else in Australia.
Absolutely. It's a comprehensive one-stop shop, not just for animal advocates, but also for researchers and for people who are looking to put in government submissions, etc. It sounds like that the work that AFSA, Animal Free Science Advocacy, does is so extremely important and really so unique. And I think later on in the show, we are going to talk about how people can assist you, in particular one of the campaigns that you have with regards to the primates. But what I thought we might do now is go to a couple of songs. Now, Robin, you've picked out four songs for today. So these are Robin's pick. And the first one that we're going to play is, it's called Not Human-E, and I think that's a play on not human and not humane. So not human, these animals aren't human, and it's not humane what we're doing to them. And the artist is actually a New South Wales artist called Luz Page. Do you want to tell us why you've actually chosen that that song, that particular song?
Well, a number of years ago, this artist contacted us and offered us this rap piece. So it is on our website. And to be honest, I hadn't listened to it for quite some time. But then I thought it might just be suitable for today's program. And a New South Wales artist, Australian, I think the audience will love it.
Absolutely. And I've listened to it, and he's a very talented artist. It's definitely, it's a fantastic song and very poignant. And again, just a little warning, some of the things that he says in it might be upsetting to our listeners. Now, we also have a second song, and this one, again, you've picked out. This one is Moby's Why Does My Heart Feel So Bad? I know why you've picked this one out, but you want to just let the listeners know why you've picked this one?
Oh, when you listen to this, or when I listen to this, I can't help but think of the faces, the macaques or the marmosets peering out of their cages, row after row in a metal cage, and I see their faces. And that's all I think of when I hear this song.
Absolutely. My heart definitely feels so bad when I think about them as well. So we're going to take a break. We're going to play two songs and then we'll be back for the second half. And we'll have a few, maybe a few positive things in the next one. So listen in and we'll be right back. Thank you.
Freedom of Species thanks Animal Free Science Advocacy for their financial support of this program. Animal Free Science Advocacy works to create a future where no animals are harmed in the name of science. And scientific progress is advanced through animal-free research methods. Become a member today by visiting animalfreesci.org.au. That's animalfreesci.org.au.
Environmental Film Festival is back, running from the 16th to the 23rd of October across Melbourne, Footscray, Fitzroy and Elwood. Enjoy Australia's premier environmental cinema showcase with 23 films, 14 premieres, 4 talks and 2 community gatherings, all exploring ideas of urban living, nature and beyond. Plus celebrate the team's 15th year with a very special anniversary party. In this time of climate crises, reconsider the world around you and experience how environment is everywhere with the Environmental Film Festival 2025. Tickets on sale now at environmentalfilms.org.au.
Presented by Environmental Films Australia, a 3CR supporter.
So, welcome back. We're talking to Liz. That was last week. We're talking to Robin. And Robin is going to go into some of the advocacy that Animal Free Science Advocacy does. So, did you want to get into that, Robin?
Yes. Well, what we do is we find out what experiments are happening in relation to all animals, but we're talking about the primate campaign today. Mm. So one of our campaigns is called Honour Me With a Name campaign. This is where people can sponsor a primate that was used in research and give them a name. This is because in the research publications, primates are only referred to as a number. And we are using this campaign as a way of telling their stories and to be honest, raise funds so that we can continue our work. Mm. So I went through a number of publications, quite a lot of publications, and looked at the research and looked at the primate's number. And then in a very simple one or two lines, wrote a piece as if it were the primate speaking. So I could read out one to you that describes what the animal might be saying, what this primate
absolutely
might be saying.
Absolutely, yes, please.
And it's all true because it has come from the publication reduced down into a line. So on one of our sponsorships, the words are, my number was 7L and I was a 15-year-old macaque. I died unexpectedly on the 21st of November 2018. My heart just stopped. I had been used in obesity studies. Born in the breeding facility, and I died on the operating table. Please honour me with a name. So we had about 50 IDs there on the website, and people can sponsor. So they can have a package to sponsor. But people don't just have to sponsor. They can just make a donation if they wish. But by sponsoring these animals, it is giving them a name, and it's recognising what they've been through and that we have thought of them and their life is remembered by
Absolutely.
People in the community.
And so I think what a lot of people do is, you know, a lot of this research is done in the background. And so I think that everybody who, and we are paying for this as taxpayers, I think we all need to really understand that each and every primate that is used in experimentation here in Australia and everywhere in the world is an individual. And this individual suffers. They suffer through the, through these experiments, through the incarceration, and then ultimately their death. And, you know, in the case of L7, you know, this is an individual that we're talking about. And an individual that has feelings and that has gone through such a stressful life. And this is something that we really need to stop and we need to take account of. And I think that that Honour Me With a Name campaign is one of the ways, and it's a very poignant way, for animal free science advocacy to recognise that individuality. Yes. So that is absolutely fantastic.
Yes.
Now, I think it starts, so what was the amount that the campaign starts at?
They start at $250 for a sponsorship, but you get a lovely package and a poster of your donation and a primate's image. So that they're selling well, and we're very proud of this. You know, sadly, we could name hundreds and hundreds of primates that were just given a number in an experiment, but we've only put up a few on the website. But I think that people will find them quite compelling. There is another one, for example, who says, I was an elderly female marmoset and used in an experiment that compared my aging body to those of younger primates after 14 years in a laboratory. So they're not, they just give a glimpse of what they would have gone through. And we do have the publications from which these stories were taken. So it's not too distressing to read, but it does give an idea of their life and their suffering.
Absolutely. And every donation helps animal free science advocacy to continue to do the work, so to advocate for animals, and very importantly to collate this information so that we know what's going on, because it seems to be that a lot of this is not it's not freely available to the public. And animal free science advocacy is doing the work of that collation, so that if the public does want to know what's going on, we have a story, and the story is being told by AFSA. So that's an extremely important part of advocacy.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And you know, if a person couldn't afford the sponsorship, we're grateful for any donation. For example, an FOI request is around about $30.
So that's a Freedom of Information request to get information about these experiments. And that often happens when say their research facilities are not forthcoming with any information on their experiments. Is that right? The next step is to get a Freedom of Information request.
That's right. That's right. And to put the request in is approximately $30. And then there could be fees on top of that for each page of documentation that you might receive. Mm-hmm. Our other way of advocating is we've had politicians put questions in Parliament, because quite often the question isn't answered when we send an email, for example, to the National Health and Medical Research Council to ask them what primate experiments they have funded. We received a reply, but it didn't answer that question. So Senator Marine Faruqi put the question in Parliament, and we discovered seven projects totaling about $10 million. That's just primate experiments. So we have to try various means to get the information.
And it seems to be that, and again, just to remind our listeners, this is taxpayer money that's going into this. It seems to me that the primate research not only is, it's quite cruel, it's quite expensive as well. It seems to be that a significant amount of taxpayer money goes into primate research. And as taxpayers, we have a right to know where our money goes, and we have a right to know who's experimenting on who. So, yeah. So, well done. Well done with your advocacy. I mean, as I've said previously on shows, I've done a lot of advocacy throughout my years, but I suffer from burnout and this is my way of supporting the activists who are still there on the front line at the coalface working to directly help animals. Mm. And so, you know, from me and our listeners, thank you so much for what you do, Robin. It's so very much appreciated. Now, before we go to the break, is there anything else you want to talk about with the Honour Me With A Name campaign or with any of the stories that you have about the primates?
Only that people will often ask, you know, what are the alternatives? Well, I'm not an expert in that area, but there are advanced imaging techniques for brain research, fMRIs, and in fact, I've read that lesions can be done on the brain of a human and reversed if the patient consents to it. But there are experts who can speak on that. We call upon other scientific experts, such as Dr. Jared Bailey. He's the science director for Animal Free Research in the UK. He speaks quite often about the alternatives. And the problem with Australia is that we don't have a dedicated centre for developing and validating alternatives as other countries do. Mm. So not just for primate research, but any research. So of the 36 OECD countries, Australia is one of nine that doesn't provide dedicated funding for alternatives. So we're a bit behind there.
Definitely. Yeah.
And, you know, really, we're not alone in wanting an end to these experiments. There's, of course, Dr. Jane Goodall, Sir David Attenborough. They speak against the use of primates in experiments, as do more and more neuroscientists these days. Those who even used primates in their early days in their careers are now speaking out, and we have a few of them as our scientific advisors.
So an increasing number of scientists are also speaking about primate experimentation, speaking out against primate experimentation.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I think that more and more community realises there's no societal value in it anymore, that the community don't want it. And polls have shown that the majority of people don't want primate experimentation. So it is hopefully, and I feel quite positive, that it will come to an end. I just hope it's in my lifetime.
Absolutely. And I think you're right. I think the times, they are changing. And you mentioned before we started recording that you felt that there was something in the air, that something was changing, which brings us to our next song that you've also you have also chosen. So that is actually A Change Is Going to Come by Sam Cooke. And did you want to speak about why you chose that song?
Oh, it is because I think something is changing. I feel there's been a lot more interest in the use of primates in experiments, people opposed to it, and then the words in this Sam Cooke song, which is a social justice, a civil rights song, which I can relate to as this is the issue too for primates. And the words, "A long time coming, but I know change is going to come." They're the words, the lyrics, and that's how I feel.
Excellent. So we'll listen to A Change Is Going to Come by Sam Cooke and we'll be back to talk more. Thank you.
Standing Together for Public Housing is a campaign to stop the privatisation of public housing. Come to a public meeting at 6 p.m. on the 23rd of October at the Capitol Theatre to have your say on how to maintain and build more public housing instead of knocking it down. 6 p.m. Thursday, 23rd of October at the Capitol Theatre, 113 Swanson Street, Melbourne. For more details, see the Standing Together for Public Housing Facebook page. The Public Housing Campaign is a 3CR supporter.
LGBTIQA Plus Multicultural Fair Day will be held in the city of Whittlesea this year. Funded by Whittlesea City Council and auspiced by Australian LGBTIQA Plus Multicultural Multifaith Council, the fair will have a strong human rights, social justice focus as experienced through an intersectional lens. The event is held in a safe, supportive, inclusive space consisting of art and skills-based workshops by Street Art Doyle Blender Studio, African drumming, recycled fashion and sustainable gardening, information stalls, food and giveaways. The LGBTIQA+ Multicultural Fair Day, Saturday, November 8th, 3:30 till 7:30pm at the Barry Road Community Activity Centre, 36 Barry Road, Thomastown. On-site parking available, entry is free and all are welcome. Whittlesea City Council is a 3CR supporter.
We are back. You are listening to 3CR's Freedom of Species. My name is Meg. In the studio, we have Robin from Animal Free Science Advocacy, and we are talking about primate research here in Australia and the unspoken story of all of these primates that have been used across Australia in research facilities, who've been bred in breeding facilities and who never escape these facilities. They're born, bred and die in these facilities. So we've been talking about a wide range of things, you know, what Animal Free Science Advocacy does, the story of these animals and the story of collating their research and the story of what happens. But we wanted to talk a little bit about how people can help Animal Free Science Advocacy. So, Robin, did you want to have a little bit of a chat to us about how people can support the really valuable work that Animal Free Science Advocacy does?
I'd love to. I'd suggest that people perhaps go to the website, animalfreescienceadvocacy.org.au. Because we have a lot of resources there and we have a What You Can Do page. But as we mentioned, the Honour Me With a Name campaign would be wonderful, or any donation. But something that might interest listeners is that we are celebrating World Week for Animals in Laboratories from the 21st to the 27th of April. This is celebrated around the world, and we're having a coffee at a cafe or at home, and we're asking people if they would like to take an image of themselves and upload it and tag us at #coffeeforanimalsinlabs, because we think this is an easy way of raising the issue and get the message out there about the use of animals in laboratories. So we hope as many people as possible will join us during that week.
So you take a snapshot with your coffee.
Yes.
At home or in a cafe.
Yes.
And then where do you send it to?
Well, you will hashtag us. You'll hashtag coffee for animals in labs.
And hashtag coffee for animals in labs.
Yes.
Okay.
And then that will be sufficient. But it is on our webpage. So more information about that, on how to do it. But it's raising the issue in the public's mind, and that's very important. Mm-hmm. And this is celebrated around the world this week, so it's a very important week for animals in laboratories. And, of course, follow us on the socials for updates and how to do that. Animal Free Science Advocacy, look for us there and on LinkedIn. But we're coming up to an election, as you know, so we have prepared some information for people, because we would love you to talk to your representatives or your candidates, talk to them about the issue of animal experimentation, because basically it is a federal issue. It comes from federal funding. These experiments are funded, taxpayers' money, and you know, quite often even the politicians are not, certainly the candidates are not aware of animal experimentation, let alone the use of monkeys in experiments. There'll be help on our website on how to do that. And sign up to our newsletter, because that gives you lots of resources and ways to campaign or to be involved in this course, the cause. So another thing to do with the primates is on our Ban Primate Experiments page, we have an email which you can send off to the NHMRC asking for an end to funding, because without the funding, the research, primate research, wouldn't go ahead. So it's pre-drafted for you, but feel free to write your own letter to the NHMRC, and the details are at our webpage.
Excellent. It sounds like some fantastic advocacy that you're doing. And we here at Freedom of Species are so proud that you sponsor our show and that you help us to get causes like yours out on the airwaves and out to the people. Because like any kind of movement, the only way that we are going to affect change is if we engage with the public. If we spark some kind of passion within the public to stop this and to question their representatives and to question the NHMRC and other funding bodies, and then to question the politicians. You know, it's something that is so important. It's been hidden for so long. We, you know, we see this kind of, it's almost a veil of secrecy, and AFSA is piercing through that veil, but it seems to be a lot of work to do, a lot of coming up against organisations that are unwilling to give you information for whatever reason. And then, of course, those freedom of requests, the massive amount of work that you have to do. And then, of course, the government submissions and everything. You know, we need to have more politicians like Maureen Faruqi who are willing to put this up into Parliament and say what's going on with these experimentations. And if you think about it, we need to know where our taxpayer money goes. We have an absolute right to know where our taxpayer money goes. And so this is one way, an avenue of reaching out to our representatives going, justify my taxpayer money going to primate research. Or if you can't justify it, help us advocate against it. Yeah.
Beautifully said, Megan. Yeah. Beautiful.
No worries. I'm very passionate about this as well because I come from a science background, and in my many years ago, I would assist undergrads to help justify the reason why they didn't want to do animal experiments. So a lot of people get into biological science in order to help animals, and they don't want to pick apart animals that have been specifically bred for us to then cut them up. That's literally the entire point of their lives. And we came up against so much in the way of, obstacles and attitudes of, well, you know, this is ridiculous. Like, why are you, this, you have to do this. This is just something that you have to do. If you want to help animals, you also have to kill them as well. And I think times are changing. As you mentioned, something is in the air, and I'm really hoping that the work that AFSA does can continue this momentum that we're seeing. I'm seeing so much from the new science students as well, and they've had to, and the curriculum now seems to be taking more into account people not wanting to use animals as experiments. And so let's hope that bleeds into the research, because primates, let's face it, you know, primates are some of our, you know, closest animal friends. And I think that primates have a special place in people's hearts as well. Mm-hmm. You know, there's something about, you know, a primate reaching out with a hand that looks like yours. There's just something there that sparks that kinship. And I think that we need to use that, and we need to capitalize on that and reach into that part of people's hearts that's compassionate. And you see something, you see an individual that kind of looks like you, you know, that's a powerful thing to use. Yes, you're
absolutely right.
Yeah.
And it's not that we don't campaign for all animals, we do, but I think primates, as you say, people can relate to them. They can look into their eyes.
They can see themselves. Yes, definitely. Mm. And every animal is important, but this particular show is talking about primates, and so we can talk about that special kinship that we have with them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
fantastic. Beautiful. Thank you so much for coming on the show, Robin. This has been fantastic. Is there anything that we've missed within all of the show that you wanted to get through to people?
I don't think so, but perhaps if I have, you'd have me back again.
Maybe we can have you. I think that's a wonderful idea.
It is such a big issue. It is a lot to take in.
Yes.
And we have skimmed it today.
Yeah.
But I can't thank you enough, AFSA, can't thank you enough for presenting this story.
Oh, and we can't thank you for actually doing the hard work. And is there any are there any upcoming campaigns that you would want to talk about that AFSA is initiating? Anything like that?
Well, what we do want to raise is the issue of the guidelines. So the NHMRC that we've discussed, they have a code for the care and use of animals for scientific purposes. But for any primates, for any research that they fund, they have guidelines. And these guidelines say that the use of great apes, chimpanzees, gorillas, etc., can't be used, being our closest relations, and they can't be used in biomedical research. But what has happened since that those guidelines were written? Increasingly, we've become aware of the intelligence of primates and their sentience. And with greater understanding of this, we believe that all primates should be afforded this protection that the great apes receive. So that is something that we will be campaigning.
Absolutely. And that'll go out in your newsletters and, you know, people
in time,
can
get
involved with that.
Yes,
fantastic. Exactly. Thank you so much for coming on the show, Robin. This
Thank
has been
you,
great. I have learned a lot about primate research in Australia, and unfortunately a lot of it is sad, but I am very grateful that I know about this now, and I hope the listeners are the same, and we have a raised awareness of what goes on here in Australia. And we have the last song, so I'm just going to get you to introduce it. It's actually Lost on You by LP. And what was the reason for picking this song?
Well, I just like it. This one is one I just like. It's not heavy. It's not about primates. It's quirky. And I can just listen to it over and over again. So
fantastic. As good a reason as any to pick a song. Absolutely. Thank you so much for coming on the show, Robin. And listeners should stick around. We have rotations up next, and we will see you at our next show. Thank you.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.